Hello, Larry Johnson here, welcoming you to Aries and Songs. That lively music you hear should be recognizable to many of you. It is the overture to Carmen by Georges Bizet, and currently being performed here in Chicago at Lyric Opera. A month ago, the Saturday Metropolitan Opera broadcast was also Carmen, and now I am about to offer selections from Carmen this afternoon. Too much of a good thing? Well, possibly for some, but for the greater opera-loving public, it has been and remains one of the most popular operas in the repertoire. And why not? It has colorful and infectious melodies. As for the characters portrayed, most are reminiscent of that 1970s song by Cher, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves, which describes much of the cast, and especially the woman for whom this opera is named. Well, let's meet this notorious Carmen. She is a woman who comes and goes exactly as she pleases. As for men, let's just say she tempts, she allures. She rejects a man as easily as she loves. If you love me, she says, beware. Tossing out this challenge to one and all is Maria Callas.
C'est l'autre que je préfère, il n'a rien dit.
Maria Callas is Carmen, beguiling the men with the habanera. This while taking a break at the cigarette factory in Seville, where she works. Georges Prat conducted the National Orchestra of the RDF. One man in particular has caught Carmen's attention, a young soldier named Don José. She tosses him a flower, and the trap is set for events that will unfold with tragic consequences. Soon there's a fight at the factory. Carmen has stabbed another woman. Don José is ordered to guard Carmen, who is now under arrest. She cleverly sings him a seguidilla, in which she provocatively entices him with the promise of her complete attention, shall we say, if he will only help her get away. Seducing and being seduced are Leontine Price and Franco Corelli.
Amor.
The Segadilla from Bizet's Carmen is sung by Leontine Price and Franco Corelli. They perform with the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Herbert von Karajan. Carmen's seduction works. She gets away, but now José is arrested for helping her and is imprisoned for 2 months. When he is free, he looks for Carmen. We find her singing, drinking, and dancing at a local inn. She knows Don José will arrive later, but then who should come in but Escamillo, the celebrated toreador and star of the Bull Ring. He makes quite an entrance, don't you think?
Señor, cara de que soldad, y de torrero, de campana, por decir, es hoy de mamá. Decir que plaza jorna feta, decir que plane o tapa.
Oh!
The Toreador song from Bizet's Carmen, as sung by Tom Krause, with L'Orchestre de la Suisse Romande, conducted by Thomas Schippers. Carmen will eventually take up with the Toreador, but now she has Don José to deal with. Their promised evening of passion is cut short by a trumpet call, which lets José know that he must return to his barracks. Carmen mocks him, but he tries to convince her that his love is real. He says he has kept the flower that she gave him in the so-called flower song, as sung here now by Nicolai Gedda. The Flower Song from Carmen with Sir Thomas Beecham conducting the orchestra of the French National Radio, and the late tenor Nicolas Guéda, who passed away in January. Unable to resist Carmen, Chaussée becomes a deserter and runs off with her. Besides working in a cigarette factory, Carmen has another job. She is part of a band of smugglers, and now the love-struck Chaussée is taken into the world of criminal contraband. Later, we find them in the mountains, where we meet Micaela, the girl from home who loves him. She had already found him in Act One, and reminded him of his mother and their village life. Now she arrives searching for Chaussée to rescue him from Carmen. Alone and terrified, but hoping for courage, is Mirella Franey.
Thank you.
Mirella Freni singing Michaela's Air from Bizet's Carmen. Herbert von Karajan conducted the Vienna Philharmonic. Then the Toreador arrives. He and José fight over Carmen. For her part, she is now bored with José and goes off with the bullfighter. José goes off with Michaela. Now a broken man, he will stalk Carmen until he finds her and stabs her outside the bullring. Weeping, he confesses to killing the woman he still loves. You may see and hear Bizet's Carmen at Lyric Opera of Chicago. Producers for these broadcasts are Sidney Gillard and Becky Neistat. Comments are welcome at wfmt.com/ariesandsongs. This is Larry Johnson noting that next week I'll take you to London in the 1930s for the sophisticated wit of Noel Coward and his friend and colleague, Gertrude Lawrence. That's next time on Arias and Songs.